This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Tomorrow is the day. Worst show ever vibes. Lads, I'm nervous, but I'm very excited. It's going to be good crack.
What is this?
This is the podcast.
Yeah, okay, good. Sorry, we record three things at the end of the show and
we never know what we've started on.
I always like hang and I'm like, is she speaking concisely? Is she speaking chattily? Like, could be the thing we send to Michaela.
Usually you start the podcast with, hi, podcasters.
Yeah, that needs to start.
Or is it gobbledygook, in which case that's the podcast.
Yeah. It's the podcast intro. So yeah, we've had this idea. How would you explain to the podcast listeners, who are obviously the people who are most in on what we do, how the worst show ever idea came to life?
I was sitting in a room and I was like, I want to put on the worst show ever. I think it'd be really fucking funny to just do a terrible radio show.
I thought it was my idea.
I'm pretty sure it was my idea.
Who did you use the idea? Did you think it was?
I know it wasn't mine anyway. It was like a big planning meeting where we all had to come up with ideas.
No, I did. I had it in my notes. It's the worst show ever.
I thought I did.
I'm so sure I did.
Oh, we're going to have a fallout.
I'm going to look in my notes, see if I had it.
I had the worst show ever written in my notes.
The worst radio show ever I have in my notes.
This is interesting.
From January.
Why?
Because I thought of it.
Why did you think of it?
We were having a chat about something purposely going wrong or something.
Okay, so Callum, hello. Do you remember whose...
This is
good. This is juicy podcast content.
Do you remember whose idea the worst show ever was?
Oh, I want to say Aisling.
Really? Okay, interesting. No, that's fair enough. Maybe
only
it was.
Only because I can just pin it back to like the show that goes wrong, which is the theatre thing.
Yeah.
And out of the three of you, that's what I would associate with Ash.
Okay, but
I saw the worst play ever or whatever, the play that goes wrong or whatever, and I said it. But it was also because someone told me a story about, I think, Ray Foley doing a show where everything was live, even when he sang the jingles.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's gas. Why don't we put on the worst show ever?
Well, here's the thing. When you went into that meeting, both of you had worst show ever written down. So it goes back even further to whoever had the initial kind of chat. And again,
maybe
a lot of things are born
minds.
Of...
Chat.
A chat.
That's how
funny. I really thought.
Shake hands. We both come up with it.
But a great idea, whatever it is.
Yeah. That's what
I do. We really regret it though now because it's a lot of work. Fucking hell.
It's been a lot of work. I hope it really pays off tomorrow. There's a little bit of nerves that it's not going to land. But
a lot of it's pre-recorded.
And I think those bits are good. So that makes me confident will be good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good crack.
I tried to sell
Can
it
I
to
just
Ben
ask
yesterday.
Before we kind of wrap this up, whose idea was a girly quiz?
That was
Emma's idea now.
Thank you very much.
And the golden ticket was Dave's.
That was actually Colin Jackie.
But every
single time I try to bring up that the golden ticket was my idea, Emma's like, it wasn't.
Because I remember what a massive point Kyle and Jackie O made on their show, being like, this isn't our idea. We robbed this from a UK radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were so clear about it.
It's all gone.
Okay.
I put the three of you together, so.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or was that not Nick?
Kind of.
I said Emma Nolan should do it. Do you remember you asked me? At lunch, you asked me who should do the Spin 103 breakfast show. And I said, do you know who'd be good? You were working at a different radio station this time. And I said, Emma Nolan.
I remember you saying that you didn't want to do breakfast.
Yeah, I said no to this. How gas is that?
Yeah, but that was before. Not
now,
like while we were put together.
Now here I am. Oh yeah, no, God, no. I was just like, oh God, me early mornings? Fuck no. Who thought I could do that? Honestly, I was going into town or into work today and the taxi driver was just like, oh, so, you know, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I actually can't speak. It's so early in the morning. I actually can't speak.
But can you imagine being in a job now where you have to work till 5 o'clock?
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I love our shift.
But can you imagine, like me and Emma have known each other for nearly 7 years. And if you imagine that first time we sat down for a drink together.
Yeah.
You could tell us in 7 years we're going to be doing a breakfast show together.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
It is kind of great.
That's insane.
It's mad.
I love that.
That's okay. Radio, man. Anyway, we went full circle there. Sorry.
There's a lot going on.
I
right
hate
now.
When people stare at me when I talk. I feel like I've done too. I said I feel like I've said too much. I feel like I've.
Oh, sorry. I'm only looking at you because I've no one. It's either you or Emma or Callum.
Okay, bye.
Like, lean to the right.
Join us for the worst show ever tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Bye, yeah. Bye.
Wake up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Got a in my car, oh, yeah.
Dave. Hello. Hello. How are we? It is Wednesday, the 24th of April at 2 minutes after nine. What's the crack?
Good
You're on spin.
Morning.
Hello.
How are we all?
Oh, we should do that every day. That's brilliant.
Hello.
It's very Irish, isn't it?
Is it Irish?
Hello.
Or is it madness?
I feel like the Irish is a
bye. Happy Wednesday, anyway.
Happy Wednesday.
What is it, Wednesday?
Middle of the week and all. Yeah.
Middle of the week.
Happy
the
day. It's what? Hump big, day. The hump. Happy hump day.
Well, we get all
hump
of the week.
Is that all the standard bits out of the way now, yeah?
That's
yeah,
it.
Well, that's all the generics out of the way now. Tell us something good.
Now, okay, tell me something interesting.
I'll tell you this. I remember I brought to you an app couple of months ago called Swipe Wipe.
Yeah.
And it was basically where it was like Tinder for your own photos on your phone.
Yeah.
So you go every day, we go, here's your push notification. You had 26 photos from this day over the last couple of years. So it could be from this day last year, this day 2 years ago, this day 3 years ago. Gives you all of them in like a Tinder kind of way, and you swipe through what ones you want to keep and what ones you want to.
It's kind of like
delete.
A very productive time hop.
It really is. It's
and so
amazing as well.
Within a full year, you'll have cleared
you'll have
all
cleared
the crap.
Well, then you start again because I'm sure you've screenshot stuff throughout the year and stuff,
year.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's how they get you.
But it's great though because it really helps you save a lot of space on your phone, save a lot of, you know.
Yeah,
I've gotten
also,
rid of,
brilliant.
While also bringing back the nostalgia that you get from TimeHop.
Exactly. So I've deleted a hell of a lot of stuff from my phone in the last 30 days even. But what it's done is it's got an update now and it's decided to stop doing the swipe wipe thing. It's decided to just give you all of the photos and you then just click the button delete. Delete.
So it's just like, become TimeHop.
But I was like, that's just become my photo gallery. I can do that myself.
Yeah.
Go away.
I can do that myself. And I went onto their Instagram and I was just like, what the hell is going on? Their latest post was like, yeah, we're sorry about that. We tried something. It didn't work.
Oh, no.
We'll be back to swiping soon.
Kind of like WhatsApp with their new thing. Although they're, you know, the way we were talking last week about how WhatsApp have capitalized the O
and online. Yeah, and T in typing.
And then they came back and said, we'll change that back. Sorry for freaking everyone out.
Yeah.
I noticed it's still on.
It's still on for me as well.
Is it still the capital?
I think it went back to the small O for producer Callum. Maybe they're starting with the English.
Oh, they must be.
Perhaps.
They must be.
But anyway, to us little ones.
Yeah. So just today I was doing my swipe wipe there. I was deleting all the photos. And what came up is when I crashed in this building, I scraped my car along the wall. I'm always talking about my car being in bits. It's probably because of this two years ago. I scratched the whole car to the side of it. And funnily enough, I didn't know when the date was that I scratched that car.
Because today it's in the garage, right?
Because today it's in the garage to get fixed. Exactly 2 years later.
That's mad.
The day I got it scratched, 2 years later to the day I'm collecting the car.
Would you have guessed that it was 2 years ago or would you have thought, oh, it was only about 9 months ago?
I would have been like, no, it was like 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would have been like,
so
oh,
it's kind of good. You're a bit more productive than you thought.
Like,
and
to
are
the
you,
day.
After getting better at parking the car in this building since?
I have gotten much better at not coming to work dying. Do you know what I mean? Or like a sick or just a cold or whatever and I just take the day off. Whereas that day I was not very well.
Okay.
I was just not feeling good at all.
And not paying attention.
And not paying attention. I was sniffly and all. It was just a terrible day and I just... And I scraped the whole left side of the car.
Not a good vibe.
Not a good vibe.
But you'll have a brand spanking new bumper.
Yeah, I just hope
today.
It's not spray painted blue or something. Because I got it on the cheap, you know?
It is. Coming up on 6 minutes after seven. Let's do this for Wednesday. Whatever on spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Whatever.
It looks like it's going to be another nice, quite summery day in Dublin.
Oh, please.
Happy days.
With need
potentially
another day like that.
A little shower, but won't stick around for very long.
The plants need
what
it.
I'm seeing.
The plants
do you know what they do? Oh, they do. We haven't had rain now in 4 days. God,
it needs to get the dust. Away, you know?
Went to see Tate McRae last week in the Three Olympia. She put on a deadly gig, and obviously, one of the biggest songs that aren't hers at the moment is from Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends. We're just about to get on for you. Not the Olympia gig, but in one of her gigs last night, she took it on and it went down a treat with the crowd. Poor girl is bawling.
Oh, no.
It's all kicking off at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Guaranteed the worst radio show you'll ever hear. And we cannot wait.
I'm
gonna
nervous.
Be terrible. As individuals, Emma, myself, Aisling, can we all agree, what's the worst thing about going out during the week?
During the week?
Yeah.
Having to get up the next morning.
Exactly.
Fact.
Having to get up the next morning.
Or just like being, getting to 10:30 at night and being like,
Yeah, wrecked. Yeah.
I actually don't really have that. If I'm out, I'll be like, I can go all night.
Yeah.
What was that, sir?
I could go all night.
Oh, I turn into.
But the next morning is just absolutely
it's grim, isn't it? Yeah, it's really, really grim. Well, there's an over 30s club. Well, it's a club night coming to the academy. Describes itself as a nightclub experience aimed at early risers.
Oh my God, club!
Okay.
No way. They sold,
I can go and use Canta.
Well, see, this is the thing. It is over 30s. They sold about 10,000 tickets in Belfast, so people are very excited that this is coming.
Oh, cool.
The launch party takes place from 5 to 9 p.m. and will feature what organisers have described as much improved experience that you might remember from clubs in years gone by.
Oh my God, yes!
It'd be
Sign
cool.
me up now!
This is so Emma.
Also on offer are a stage show, interactive games and giveaways. That's what I'd like. I like the fact that it's not just a club, you can also have a little bit of crack.
There's other bits going on.
The only thing is,
obviously I want you guys to be able to come, but like I do love an age-specific gig.
Well, this is the thing.
Like,
the only thing is,
I love going to something knowing that I will be surrounded by people 15 years younger than me.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
No, but they're all going to be 15 years older than you. You'll probably feel like really, really young.
I love that.
You'd be
because Emma never gets to feel like the youngest person in the room ever, anymore.
I saw you winking.
The only thing about this is it's on a Saturday. Put it on a weekday. I can go to nightclubs on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, I thought the whole idea of this was that it was weeknight.
No,
I would love to rock up in the morning to work fresh to Daisy being like, oh, I was out last night. It was lit.
That's exactly what I thought.
I was in bed at 9:30.
Yeah, exactly. After a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what I thought it would be. I'm like, right, it's for early risers. It must be being put on a Thursday night or something like that. This would be perfect. We'll go out at 5 o'clock and we'll finish at 9.
Oh my God.
So this is for like... Maybe older than 30 then, maybe. If it's
maybe
not a
it is.
Relax now a minute. Specifically nurses and doctors or people who work night shifts.
Fair.
Or
it could be for
who
that,
have,
yeah.
Who, people who just don't have the opportunity to stay out until the wee hours on a Sunday morning.
Well, that's the thing. They said that they're seeing a broad range of people coming to them, those who want to party but still parent the next day.
Okay. Dave, so I can try and sort you with the fake ID if you want to come.
That'd be great. Oh, let's do fake IDs again. I mean, not again.
For the first time ever.
That'd be great, actually, wouldn't it? Can I borrow your brother's ID? Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I borrow your dad's ID?
You think I look like Emma?
Any chance I can borrow your cousin's ID?
Yeah.
We look somewhat similar.
Why did we do that? That was a bizarre time. So yeah, it is strict over 30s. I checked the website. They are 30s over and strict, and they're going to be checking ID, even if you look 50 years old. So maybe that's part of the experience. You're 50 years old and you're still getting ID'd, and you're like, oh, they're like,
oh, imagine all the yummy mummies going, oh. There you go.
There you go. I haven't asked for that in years now.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? I want the bouncer to give them the exact same treatment as we get. All right. Star sign. Go. And you're like, no, God, bye.
What's your address?
What's your address? I haven't lived there in 20 years.
What's my passport? Oh, my God. That's a good idea,
When's
though.
When's it on?
I actually didn't get, but the tickets are on sale anyway. It's in the Academy and it's coming soon. So if you do want that kind of a night, Google it.
And I think more of that as well. Like, I remember going to my first ever Bingo Loco in Waterford years ago, and it was on a really hot summer's day in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the sun didn't go down until 10:30 or something, or not 10:30, but you know, it was still kind of, it wasn't dark. And I remember going out at one point with my friend, and we had literally been having the time of our lives dancing on tables at like 7 p.m.
Right.
And then going outside and it was so bright, and I was like, this is great. Like, I feel like I've been on a night out, but it's actually still bright and we can just go get chips
and
go home.
And it's also in summer as well, so I've just checked it. It's June 22nd, so it will be summer. The days will be long, and you can come out of the
literally
club
the longest
and it'll
day.
Still be bright.
You guys are going to have so much FOMO. I'll tell you all about it, guys. You little young
people. Oh, I can't wait to be 30, right?
Yeah. You'll get this thing that
keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I presume we saw all the big Sarah Jessica Parker news yesterday. She made kind of headlines on every possible Irish online news site.
I kept seeing her name, but I didn't read anything that was going
on. Oh, you don't know why?
No, no.
Oh, okay. I presumed everybody would. She basically put up an Instagram post about Lyric FM. Stuff she does be posting gets randomer by the day. It was like a screenshot of her listening to Lyric through the night. And her captions on Instagram, I've noticed, having gone through back through a lot of her old posts, are quite like, they're kind of whimsical, very thoughtful, a bit inspirational.
Okay. It's almost like... it's almost true to Carrie Bradshaw's character. It was like,
that's
even in that
she's
moment,
Sex in the City, is she?
I realise, she's Carrie. It's kind of poetic.
It is like that.
That doesn't really land, and kind of like, maybe it's meant to be yellow, but maybe it's meant to be blue. Who knows? XOXO.
Yeah.
Or is she trying to be a Gossip Girl type vibe?
I don't even know if it's Gossip Girl.
Is she also the blonde one in Hocus Pocus?
Yes. I think so.
Look at that.
Yes.
I'm on it.
So she posts the screenshot of Lyric, of her listening to Lyric through the night. And the caption is, nice. I try to remember, because it's always so lovely. XSJ, #RTE Radio.
Oh,
but she put
God.
The father on the E,
oh,
which I
play.
Actually thought was quite impressive. If you're wondering why the hell Sarah Jessica Parker of Sex and the City is posting about a lyric, that is because she spends a lot of time in Ireland because her and her husband, the actor Matthew Broderick, have a holiday home in Donegal.
Matthew Broderick is her husband?
Dave, yeah.
The fella from Ferris Bueller's Day
yeah.
Off?
Yes.
No.
They've been married
that's so
forever.
Funny. Do you know he's also the voice of Simba in the original Lion King? Which I didn't
no,
know
I did
either.
Not know
yeah,
that.
Crazy. So his family bought a house in Donegal like over 40 years ago and now they always come over. And you might remember last year she did an Instagram live with Supervalu.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so she goes to the Supervalu in Killybegs up in Donegal and she does say that's because there are no restaurants up there, so when they have guests over, they have to actually cook.
Of course.
Oh,
which
wow.
Is crazy.
Me.
She's also been spotted shopping in Elvery's in Donegal, but she loves to put up an Instagram post after like a trip to Ireland and often shares like the different products and stuff she's been enjoying by literally taking a photograph of the wrapping
yeah.
of the food that she's just had. So publicly
as if Ireland is this vintage clothes shop, you know
yeah,
what I mean? That's just
honestly,
like you should go here.
And even I just imagine her walking into Elvery's, but all I'm seeing in my head is Carrie Bradshaw on her heels and her big like balloon skirt. I'm like, what's she rocking around in? I can't imagine Sarah Jessica Parker in anything but stilettos.
No, maybe yeah. like I don't know, Lululemons or something.
Maybe
like some posh gym gear.
Maybe.
So these are all the products that she's kind of posted about either on her Instagram or like mentioned in interviews. Supervalu Irish York Cabbage.
Oh my God.
Charleville Mature Red Cheddar.
I do
stunning.
Love Charleville.
Delicious. Donegal Tweed. Just like tweed.
What's tweed?
Like type of like woven fabric.
Ah, okay.
But Donegal.
Right.
Kerrygold. Denny's Rashers. And Horgan's traditional salami.
Wow. Okay.
Very
had Horgan's traditional salami.
No, me neither.
I would have thought she gives like vegetarian vibes. I'm surprised
she does give vegetarian vegan vibes.
Vegan
actually,
vibes.
She gives, yeah. And then I just want to share my favorite caption that she shared on Instagram after
Please.
One of her trips to Ireland. It's just so. And basically, when I read this, every sentence that I read, the next sentence comes under in a separate line.
Okay.
So you actually have to scroll quite far down to read all this.
Right.
Okay. So.
Okay.
This is paired with the photos of a half-eaten block of Charleville Mature Cheddar and Irish York
okay,
Cabbage.
Let's go.
Photos, really. They never quite capture it. And there is always more. And you should have seen it. Had a bite. Smelled the turf. Watched the sea. Heard him talking. Cooked the chop. Buttered the spud. The new spud. Seen the colours. Touched the tweed. Had the tea. The perfect York Cabbage. So we did. So it was. Till next time, SJ.
Would you, as if she says spud. As if Sarah Jessica Parker says spud.
Well, listen, I think I'm after finding an inn because I'm going to New York in a few weeks for the first time ever. And if she wants a few, whenever I'm going over to my granddad,
bring a potato.
I always bring over my granddad Denny sausages and a bit of Kerrygold and an Irish Independent.
There
so
you go.
I can do whatever she needs. No bother. I'll drop it to the door, gal.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Okay, so we'd love to sort you with €1,000 on the show on Friday.
Yeah. Yes, Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps are back this summer. Thanks be to God. Parents be sweating if they weren't coming back. Camps open throughout July and August and they'll be providing primary school children with an action-packed summer, as always, a fun-filled week all over the country. They're taking place during the summer holidays.
It's so funny because if you mention Cool Camps and automatically I'm at Cool Camps, like I've genuine memories
you
of Cool
You can think
camps.
Back to it, yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of was so much fun but it also kind of gave us all the fear a little bit because the GAA pitch in the little place I grew up was right behind our primary school.
All right.
So we'd be looking over at it going, ooh, yeah. I'll be back in there soon.
Yeah. I remember the
back in prison.
I remember the Cool Camps thing you got when you finished the week. You get like a little mini Gaelic football and all, and it was just class. I just loved the free stuff at the end of the week.
And then you'd be begging swag. Your mom if you were young enough, be like, please, can I just use the Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps bag instead for my school bag this year?
Yeah, and she'd be like, no, because you never know whose it is and you'll all have the same. You'll get really confused. I don't even put in permanent marketer all over.
That's a very, very good point. Very good point. Anyway, GAA clubs can win $25,000 with packs of Cocoa Pops, Rice Krispies or cornflakes. And right now we have that Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps kit to give away. At the end of the week, someone is going to win 1,000 euro.
In cold hard cash, which is pretty damn nice. A little quiz to play. Jamie, what's going on? How are you this morning?
Great. The weather put you in great form.
Wouldn't it just?
Oh, Jamie.
Wouldn't it just?
It's been a fab few days. Long may it last. And do you know what? It might be a bit dodgy for a few days, but I've had a look at the long forecast into early May next week. Looks fantastic, Jamie.
Oh,
so
very nice.
It's all gravy.
Hopefully it says that. that way.
Yeah,
it's all looking up, Jamie. It's all looking up.
All right, listen, let's try and sort you and get you top of the leaderboard for your chance to scoop €1,000 on Friday, all with thanks to Kellogg's Cool Camps. What are you thinking with this quiz? Do you want to go for the easier round, where every correct answer is worth 1 point over the bar, or do you want to go for the tougher one, which every correct answer is worth 3 points? Remembering to get the top of the leaderboard for now, you need to get a score of 5 or more.
We go harder, we go home, we go for the
Cool Camps. I love it. I love it.
Two questions you need to get right in 30 seconds, so Jamie, in order to top the leaderboard. But we'll go for the full 30 so you can get a good whack at it.
Yeah, totally.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right, question one, and then we'll hit the timer. What county does Davy Fitz currently manage?
Can you say that again?
What county does Davy Fitz currently manage?
It's a guess. What did you say?
Go anything. You pass if you want.
Kilkenny.
No, wrong. It's Waterford.
Waterford, yeah.
What is Joe Biden's middle name?
Frank.
No.
Robinette. What are Monaghan's county colours?
Black and yellow.
No.
White
and blue.
In what year did Ryan Tubridge?
Wow.
We had issues there, Jamie.
We went home.
We did go home.
I'm on my way home, yeah.
All right, Jamie, listen, it wasn't to be, but listen, thanks, Mill, for giving it a go. And at least the weather's put you in good form this morning.
That's it.
And you've won yourself a Kellogg's GA Cool Camps kit. So all is not lost.
Perfect. Happy day.
Nice one.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day, man. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Sorry, Robinette is Joe Biden's surname.
Middle name.
Sorry, that one. Biden is his surname.
It must
well done,
be,
David.
I don't know, Robinette must be some sort of
It sounds like Robinette, the trancy kind of DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So despite tomorrow being our worst show ever that we're buzzing about, we'll still give you the opportunity to win your Kellogg's GA Cool Camps kit and get you in the draw for that €1,000. Woo. Don't you worry.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Good morning. How are you? We're Emma, Dave, and Aisling. This is Finn, and we are buzzing for tomorrow because we're putting on the worst show.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Oh, it's going to be.
How are we? Happy Wednesday, by the way.
Oh, listen, buzzing. The weather is unreal. Everyone's happy. It's good vibes.
Everything's great in the world.
And you know what else makes everything great? My life is back to normal because my housemate Ema returned from her week holiday yesterday.
Oh, thank God!
And normality was restored in my world. Yesterday evening, though. And I love this because I'm just as socially awkward as she can be, and we all can be. She got in at whatever time
it was.
I would
never think that Emer's socially awkward.
Really?
I thought you'd be wow.
So she arrived home. We were sitting down. I just had come out of the shower, so I was in a dressing gown, towel around my head, sitting on the couch, chatting to her. And we have a real big window out the front of our sitting room. It's a great place to people watch. And we saw them all arrive. Out they came, and the cars had stopped, and out they came in their high vises, and I knew it. Local elections.
I thought you were going to say the Jehovah's Witnesses.
No.
But I've never seen them wear high vis.
I thought you were going to say the Spanish kids.
Out they came, flooding the estate.
No
the
way.
The canvassers, right? And the problem with our window is you make eye contact.
Oh, no.
So you can't just... You know,
no!
Scatter.
Oh, you know? God.
So you kind of have to do something. So naturally, I'm the person who's very well, like badly dressed or whatever to meet a local potential politician or whatever. So I just said, absolutely not. And I went to the kitchen and left her to it. She was like, you can't imagine whatever. But I left the doors open so I could hear everything. So she answered the door. Hello, how are you? And sure, the spiel was going off. And she was like, oh, okay, very good. Nice, yeah, cool. And then she obviously panicked so much. She said, she's no idea who this man is. She said, well, it's nice to put a face to the name.
Eva, you loser. You absolute loser.
In the posters, it's just big faces everywhere.
And names.
And names.
And literally, I was in the kitchen and I'd say they heard me. I was gone. I was like, literally, I'd say from down where they were, I was like,
especially local elections, like they're not famous politicians.
Oh, and then that's it got so worse. Funny.
So the fella goes, I've been doing this for a while. I just like the opportunity to keep it going for another while. And I was gone, and she went, yeah, I get what you mean. I'm just back from the Camino, and I kind of wish I was still there. At this point, I was like, oh no. And then he kind of went, right, well, keep me in mind. Have a lovely day. And I was like, what the hell was
keep me in mind.
He's like, this girl is for the bird.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm just back from the Camino and I'd really like still to be there. Yeah. I was like, could you be any more awkward? I'd
rather be doing 20, 30,000 steps a day than right here in this moment talking to you.
My favourite thing she's ever said was, it's nice to put a face in the name.
Yes. I'm actually going to slag her about that next time I see her.
Listen, we're going to keep his photo that he handed us on our fridge for the next while, just as nice to put a face in the name.
I love it.
Okay, the golden ticket. It's on the way next.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
This is Spin. We are summer's number one hit music station. And with that in mind, we think you deserve to be front and centre at this summer's hottest festivals and have an amazing summer.
Now, we can't guarantee front and centre at the actual stage.
You'll because that's kind of on you.
Yeah, that's on you.
Pushing and shoving, that's up to you.
Yeah. If you want to get up really early from your tent and go and be first in, that's up to you. But you don't have to be.
We can guarantee you in and around, essentially, because we have tickets to 3 of the hottest festivals this summer up for grabs on the golden ticket. Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic could be yours.
Insane. Mm.
Keith is on to give this a lash this morning. Where are you and what's going on in your world this morning, Keith?
I'm in Leith, struggling trying to get the computer to start up there for work.
Oh no. You're working from home, obviously, are you?
Oh yeah.
What do you do, Keith?
I am a technical advisor for the railway.
And the technical advisor can't get the computer on. Sure, what hopes the rest of us have?
Did you say a technical advisor for the railway?
Yeah.
God help them all.
Oh God, well the bloody trains need to be going.
Well, they need you, Keith.
It's rush hour.
What's wrong with the laptop? Let's see if I can help.
I tried to restart it 20 minutes ago. It's still telling me it's trying to restart. So, I'm all the way to try and fix it, yeah.
Have you tried giving it a little punch? Have you tried turning it off and on again?
I have, and it's a company laptop, so I'm not allowed to hit it either.
Okay, right.
There's actually nothing we can do to
help. The only thing that I can do in terms of technical advice is my favourite thing ever. Control, Alt, Delete, and just give that a lash. See what happens.
There you go. So there's 3 things to try, Keith, and then if all else fails, look, there'll be no railways today.
Can I ask you another question, Keith, just since you're a technical advisor, but it's nothing to do with trains, what's sticky keys? I got that on my laptop today.
It's when you spill coke all over your keyboard.
I like it. Okay. I like it, Keith.
I'm so glad we understand that now. All right.
Right, have you any plans for the summer? Any festivals booked already?
Well, I have none booked. There's a lot of holidays and a lot of stags, so it'd be nice to fit something in between.
All right. Brilliant.
Oh yeah, you deserve it. Right, well this is Emma David Ashling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Keith?
I have.
How many seconds go on the clock?
A minute, please.
Unfortunately, we can't give you a minute.
I'll tell you what, I
can do you 20 seconds. How about that?
Go away.
You'll take 25. Deal. I'll do 25. So, and how many songs do you have to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You'll win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, and you can only do that once and not on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Keith.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
Nice one. Are you from Naas, Keith?
No, I'm a Dub originally.
Where are you from?
Drimna.
Keith from Drimna. The best luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Dance the Night,
Dua Lipa. Stop the clock, Keith. I love that.
You knew it. Dance the Night, Dua Lipa in the bag. Not quick enough. We got that in 7 seconds, right? We've 18.8 seconds left. So we've got the guts of 19 seconds left and 4 songs to go.
And a swap remaining as well. Good start, Keith. Let's go for song 2. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing
beautiful things.
Yes.
Benson Boone.
Ben's the difference between here and there.
We're not going to fall out over another row.
And that was Beautiful Things, right? You were. Okay, we have 11 seconds left. 3 songs to
go. Keith.
And you still have your swap as well, Keith.
I'm really liking this, Keith. You know your stuff. Let's go for song 3 and we'll be halfway there. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
When you hold me.
Calvin Harris Miracle.
Stop the clock.
Well done, Keith.
You know your stuff.
All right, Ellie Goulding on that as well, and Calvin Harris, Miracle. Right, we're on to song 4. This is the last chance you have to use your swap. We do only have 5 seconds left.
Oh,
so
if you can be as quick again, Keith.
Yeah, and I would say if you don't know it, use the swap as quick as possible.
Yeah, dead right. Let's go for song 4, Keith. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I heard my mate lost his mind on a night out.
Oh, no, I'm done.
Oh, no, Keith, you
you could have just said swap instead of I'm done.
Oh, Keith. You killed me there.
Any ideas what this is now?
It's there. We'll have it.
Messy in heaven. That's Ben being Goddard.
That's a little messy in heaven.
Listen, Keith, what a player. What a dude. What a guy.
What a player.
What a man. What a human. Big fan of yours.
What a technical advisor.
Of everyone in the world, I would have thought, Keith, you could definitely get a laptop working. Because you're so cool.
I would have never thought he had that doing it now.
It's a miracle. It's song three. It's miracle. Amazing.
I think you're very cool, Keith.
Keith, nice, you played nice an absolute man. Blinder. A fantastic player. Well done. I hope you had fun, did you?
Yeah, it was good crack, yeah.
I'd say a fantastic human as well.
Yeah, fantastic
okay,
human.
Okay, guys,
fantastic
relax now.
We just feckin' love Keith, all right? Leave us alone.
We're sounding a bit needy.
Keith, thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
No, I appreciate that.
See you later, Keith. Man.
All right, go on, have a good day. Bye-bye.
See you later, bye-bye.
Do you want to set up a religion? And we just worship Keith.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too. And you're not invited.
I don't want to be invited. That is the last normal golden ticket we're going to play for a couple of days because, of course, tomorrow is the worst show ever.
Well, just for one day, right?
Yes, that's true, of course, until Friday. So we will be playing the golden ticket tomorrow.
Oh, God, I got very nervous.
But it will have to be worstified.
Worstified?
Something terrible is going to happen on the golden ticket tomorrow.
We don't know what's going to happen on the golden ticket tomorrow. We just know it's going to be bad because it's the worst show ever.
Exactly. So if you would like to come on and play the worst golden ticket ever, you can by WhatsApping us the word golden now to 087-711-1038.
If that didn't sell you on it, I don't know what will.
I don't think that's the most enticing thing we've ever said.
I don't know. There's a few freaks like me out there that would really appeal to.
Golden in a WhatsApp if you want to get on for the worst show ever and the worstest golden quiz ever too.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show.
Okay, we've been telling you about this for a while because tomorrow it is on like Donkey Kong.
That is what the cool kids say.
Yeah.
More of that tomorrow.
More of that tomorrow on the worst show,
see,
yeah.
I'm really getting into the worst show vibe.
Getting
ready for it.
We're putting on the worst show ever, the worst radio show ever. And I know we've been talking about this, but this is all because last year we put forward our best bits for the Radio Awards, the National Radio Awards that go on every year. And we didn't win anything.
And you know what?
Snubbed.
We thought we didn't care until we sat there in the night and watched all our rivals win awards.
Yeah,
and we
wasn't
thought,
good.
We need to be better.
Wasn't fun.
Not only do we not win, we didn't even get a nod.
Not even
so
a nomination.
This year we're saying stuff them.
Yeah, we're not putting forward our best bits anymore. We're putting forward our worst bits. We're putting forward Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show ever.
And like, it's so rare because obviously you hear it all the time. Radio stations are bragging about being the best. It's probably the first time you've ever heard a radio show say, we guarantee you this is going to be absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to have that opportunity for the one time in our careers.
For one day only. You've been helping us out with what things can go wrong. We've decided that Emma's going to get all the song names wrong. You've sent us in loads of abuse messages. We're going to be getting abuse from listeners all morning.
Yeah, Emma's going to be like an 80s DJ as well.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Just to say, those abusive messages you sent us last week that we begged you to send, tell us horrible things.
Yeah.
We haven't heard them.
Nope.
No.
So we're going to hear them live tomorrow.
And we're going to be wounded, I think.
It's not going to be fun.
But like, that's not normal on a radio show and it's fun.
But at the same time, there are things that we do know that we've just said, you know, that are happening. However, there are many things that we don't know. Little surprises here and there across the morning that are just going to pop out and kind of, I'd imagine, contribute to the worst show ever.
Yes. 100%. Now, so after 7:30, I know that tomorrow will make me very uncomfortable because I'm a bit of a control freak. There's going to be a bit called Emma Can't Say Nolan, and I have no idea what kind of stuff they're going to ask me that I can't say no to.
You could do a truth or dare.
Go away. That's terrifying. We do know after 8:30, it is Thursday after all. That means the girly quiz.
Yeah, that means it's going to be one of the worst girly quizzes for me as well. It's going to be my worst show ever, not just in general the worst show ever, because I have to do the girly quiz, and if I get them wrong, my legs have to be waxed.
Bearing in mind, a lot of ladies across Dublin sent us impossibly difficult girly questions last week that we are going to put to you tomorrow, so you're guaranteed to be waxed.
However, tomorrow,
there's a bit of a gap in the yells.
At 9 a.m. is Aisling's worst show ever.
And part of this involves me not having a clue what the hell is going to happen until the mics come up just after 9 o'clock and producer Callum reveals my fate. That alone makes it the worst show ever for me because I'm going to spend the whole 3 hours panicking.
Yeah, thinking what's going to happen.
What the hell is going to happen?
At least
to me?
We have some idea of what's
exactly
in store for us.
Exactly.
So Callum has kindly said we can ask him a question or two each, but only yes or no style, just to kind of relax Aisling or freak her out even more.
Yeah, as I've been planning this bits for Aisling's, part of me is like, have I gone too far with this?
Oh,
am I
excellent.
Going too far?
So,
9 o'clock tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss it.
Oh my God, now I'm scared.
My heart is thumping out of my chest. I feel like you during the girly quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, one question each, yes or no answer.
Yeah.
Two questions each.
Okay. I'll give you
all right, two. Callum, are there going to be any guests in the studio for Aisling's part?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes, there will be guests.
I knew it.
Okay. Does Aisling have to eat meat?
No. That would be a bit too far because Aisling is a vegetarian.
A vegetarian, yes.
That's a bit
ethically wrong.
My question is, will somebody be singing?
No.
Oh.
No singing.
Oh, lovely. No,
that means not even you.
That's a bit of a relief, actually.
You don't have to perform.
Aisling's American boyfriend Alex play a part in Aisling's worst
good
show
question,
ever.
Like.
As if.
Yes.
No! Oh my God, is he going to propose?
No.
Oh, thank God. I thought I just ruined the whole thing. My ADHD brain went mad there.
Alex is going to be part of it.
Yes.
So Alex
that's
has
your
been,
second
that's
question.
That's your second question.
No, my second question. Oh, what? Oh my God. I'm absolutely thrilled.
Is he not sick?
He's very sick.
So there we go.
Oh my God, I'm also no clearer whatsoever.
I can't imagine the idea of producer Callum and Alex being like on email to each other about something else.
I no longer trust either of you, the two men I hold dearest in my life.
After 9 o'clock tomorrow, there'll be some guests in the studio.
Yes.
No singing. And your boyfriend Alex is involved in some aspect. So let's get your predictions in, please.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
I'm excited.
I was thinking along the lines of, no, the Alex edition has thrown me. But like someone who is like a big stage actor or cast in like the Borgosh or something at the moment, I thought maybe they'd have to come in, but Aisling couldn't sing with them.
Maybe that would be like, amazing.
Maybe it's like her whole choir comes in and she's just dying to break into song with them and she has to just remain silent.
That would be awful for me.
And Alex is the conductor.
I did say no singing, but I didn't say that them, like, it could be you not singing and there could be other people singing.
Oh, okay.
Dear, okay.
I'm so excited.
Is Alex going to come in with our stray cat that we look after, Mr. Plops?
Is that your guess? Because there's no more questions.
No, that's not my guess. It's my prediction, sorry. Yeah. My prediction is Alex is going to bring Mr. Plops into the studio and Plops is going to be forced to do a poo in the studio. That would make it the worst show ever.
Listen, we will find out all tomorrow. The worst show ever is live from 7 a.m. and Aisling's fate will await her after 9 a.m.
God.
Does Aisling have to propose?
No more questions. Coming out after 9 tomorrow.
After 9 on Spin. And as I said, worst show ever, live from 7.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We'd love you to get in touch with us this morning on 087 711 1038 and tell us which Dublin suburb you are from, okay?
Very simple. Like, very, very simple. We don't want just we're from Dublin.
No,
I'm from Dublin.
Yeah, give us your Ringsends, your Santries, your Clondalkins. Just which Dublin suburb you're from.
We have
got
a
little trick up our sleeve. Yes.
We have a reason.
Yeah, exactly. There are reasons for this question that will become very clear, but as specific as you can be.
You may not like what you hear.
No, it's probably going to annoy a couple of people.
Yeah, it will.
A little bit of fun.
But I think you'll be more annoyed if where you're from doesn't feature. So 087 711 1038. All we need from you is which Dublin suburb you are from.
Yeah.
Get in touch.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've just been asking you to tell us what area or suburb of Dublin you live in, and we must explain why now. I went out on Saturday night and we met up at my friend's house beforehand. We were having very deep and meaningful chats, such as what are the two parts of your body that would worst be stuck together by super glue,
yeah.
Things like this. And then we got into a conversation about Dublin suburbs and which we think are real and which we think are not real.
What are you saying for not real?
Okay, so...
No, but I mean, like, what's the...
I'll tell you. It's just like a place where you're like, that place isn't real. It's basically just the bigger place beside it.
Ah.
There are too many different names of areas. And when you move to Dublin, say, from a different county, it's very, very confusing. For example, one of our friends is from Sligo.
Okay.
And he was just throwing out places the whole time. And he was like, so is Talla real? And we were like, geez, yes. Of course Talla's real. He was like, is it real? I was like, yeah, Talla's real. And he goes, what about Adamstown? And I said, No. Adamstown's not real.
Lads, come on. That's not fair.
Adamstown is Lucan.
Yes.
Adamstown's not real.
I'm
liking these. Do you
know what I
mean? Yeah, it's like,
so this is just a little game based on whatever you guys think.
Yeah.
But did you notice when you threw out a few names that there was like mutual agreement?
Everybody agreed.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's pretty black and white.
I'm going to go a little bit left of field with this one. Clonny, not real.
Clonny's not real, no.
It's
Clancilla.
You can't be coming on the radio telling people that they're not where they're from isn't real.
I'd say Clonny is Meath Blanche.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is Meath. Well, it is Meath.
Well,
yeah.
It is Meath. Yeah, Clonny. I would say in the kind of south of the city, a lot of the Lewis stops are not real.
Windy Arbour.
Not real.
Not real.
What do you mean it's not real? That's one of my Lewis stops.
It's a Lewis stop.
It's not a real place.
Not a place.
Charlemont.
Cowper.
What the hell is Cowper? Not real.
Not real.
None of those places are real.
This is ridiculous.
Okay.
I have the winner. Bilali.
Bilali's not real.
Not real.
All of those places are Dundrum.
Yeah.
That's all Dundrum.
We're looking for you to get in touch and send us which suburb you are from, and apparently the jury will decide if it's real or not. Get your voice notes over to say, I am from blank, and we'll see. We'll see what they say.
I'm
actually,
so
already, Becca's standing by. Becca, where in Dublin are you from?
Raheny.
Raheny. I think Raheny is real.
I kind of agree. I know people from Raheny. It is real.
But
it's
I
a
think
real
it's
place.
Just about real.
It's just so close to being real.
Yeah.
But like, you're very on the cusp. You're on the cusp. So you should be on the tourist board now for Raheny.
Yeah, fair play. You're real.
Well done, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you, Becca.
That was kind of a contentious one there. If you want us to tell you whether where you live is real or fake, send over a voice note of you telling us where you live to 087-711-1038. I hope people get what we're saying here.
Or if you think you're village or your place is fake, let us know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like if you're from Bilali.
So weird.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
For example, Adamstown, not real. Park West, not real.
There you go.
You get what I'm saying. So we've been asking you to tell us where you're from, and we'll tell you if where you're from is real or fake.
087-711-1038. Your voice note's just saying, I am from wherever. Wendy is standing by. Where are you from?
Dunleary.
Oh, Dunleary's real.
Dunleary's very real.
100% yeah, yeah. Real. If you had said Sea Point, no.
No, not a chance.
Not real, but Dunleary is real.
Even a little bit of Monkstown, no, I don't think I would have accepted.
Yeah, Monkstown's not real either. No.
Well, brilliant, you're real, Wendy. Fair play. Have a great day knowing that.
Okay, thanks, brilliant.
Bye.
Bye.
She seemed happy.
Yeah, she was happy with that.
It's good to know that where you are born and raised is real.
Yeah.
Emma, where are you from?
It's actually, you could call it either Smithfield, Constitution Hill, King Street.
You're from King Street.
No, you're from none of those places.
King.
You're from town.
Yeah, you're from Dublin.
That's
1.
That's it. I'm a townie. Yeah. Not in a city.
You're from Dublin
Hill.
1.
Constitution Hill. Not real.
No, Dublin 7.
Oh, is it Dublin 7?
Smithfield, Dublin 7. It is Dublin 7. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when you cross Cable Street, if you're on one side of Cable Street, you're in Dublin 1. If you're on the other side, you're in 7.
I'll give you Smithfield.
Yes.
Or town.
Constitution Hill?
Constitution Hill, good luck. King Street going.
No. Not a chance.
Well, it's actually closer. Constitution Hill is closer to town.
Honestly, they're a really ruthless jury. You'd be getting life imprisonment for nothing.
All right, now you know, Emma.
Cheers, Em.
See ya, Emma.
Thank you.
Bye. I don't know why she's thanking you. You've just like.
I think we're helping people.
Yeah,
here.
I think so too. Yeah. I really want someone from Lusk because I've got news for you.
Jenny, where are you from?
Sandyford.
I'm saying fake.
I don't think Sandyford is real either.
I don't think it's that
real. It's not real.
What do you mean it's not real? I don't understand this at all.
Sandyford, like Stillorgan?
Yes. I'm against you on the,
this.
I'm,
is ridiculous.
I don't know where I feel.
Stop on the Lewis.
I think maybe Sandyford's real, but Stillorgan isn't.
No, I disagree. No.
I feel like I'm in a polar universe, people. What the hell is going on?
Do you think Sandyford is real?
Of course she does.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Do you get what we're saying?
I honestly have no idea what's going on.
Okay. Damn it, okay, Jenny. That's okay.
It's okay. You live in Sandyford. It's not real.
See you, Jenny.
Okay, I'll take that.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Sandyford is real, but Stillorgan isn't.
I disagree. I would swap those two around. But look, this is the jury. It's an interesting
concept.
Sometimes
we disagree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, where do you live? We will tell you if it's real or not real. Send us over your WhatsApp voice notes. 087-711-1038.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
We've been asking you to send in whereabouts you're from, and Dave and Aisling will decide your fate, apparently. Paulina was on.
Woodbark. Woodbark real?
Oh, shut up.
What the hell is Woodpark?
What the hell is Woodpark?
That's not Woodpark? A place.
Don't tell listeners to shut up.
She's not really there. Okay, Woodpark, I feel like it's where are you from? Rathfarnham.
Mm.
Grand. That's cool. Right, Farnham.
We move
sorry.
On.
Ian.
I'm in London at the moment, but I'm from Dunycarney in Dublin.
No. Dunycarney is not real. Yes. You have a big church and that's it.
We actually discussed Dunycarney off air and it's not real.
It's not real. No. Sorry about that, man.
David.
My name is David and I am from Donegal.
Donegal isn't real either, I would say.
I don't know.
It's Artane.
Yeah, it is. I was visiting my granny in the nursing home the other day, and there was a woman leaving. She was like, "I'm going into Donegal to do a bit of shopping." I was like, "What? Why are you going to Donegal to do a bit of shopping?"
Because it's not real.
Donegal has a shopping centre. It does. But it's kind of absorbed by Clare Hall.
Yeah.
Clare Hall has a shopping centre as well.
Clare Hall's not real though.
I don't think Clare Hall is real either. That area is like the Bermuda Triangle.
Northern Cross.
No, not real.
No, it's Coolock up there.
Yeah,
we're going to have to come back to this. Okay, so keep them coming. Whereabouts in Dublin are you from? We will come back to this ridiculous... It's not even a game. It's like new rules are trying to implement on the show at some time. So
it's like that thing where we decided whether someone was a dog or a cat. Do you remember that?
Yeah. It's like, a dolphin, a dog or a cat? Yeah. Shut up.
Let's go. Wicca.
How are you? It's 4 minutes after nine this Wednesday, the 24th of April. Hope all is good.
Do you want to know how I know that summer is here and we're back, baby?
Go.
I got my first walk in Bushy Park done yesterday, right?
Do you want to hear a
hotspot? That's how I know. That's how I know it's summer. What?
Ah, I went for a walk yesterday in shorts.
In shorts? So did I. That's exactly what I did yesterday.
And a fleece. But shorts.
Yeah, I just had a hoodie on. But I went around Bushy Park, the whole, like, you know, obviously the loop around it. But each different field we went to had a different sport on. And it was unreal. We watched, I think, under 10s play football for a while. And then we went over and we watched a load of big giant men play Ga. And then we moved over to the next one and we watched like a bit of hurling. And then we moved over to the next one, we saw a bit of rugby going on.
Yeah.
Then we moved over to the tennis courts. We're over the tennis courts now, by the way, in case you're wondering whereabouts am I.
Yeah.
At the tennis courts. Walk a little bit further and we watch a little bit of piccolo or the paddle board.
Piccolo.
Pickleball. Piccolo's a drinking game.
Yeah. Biggest question of all, did you roll down the hill?
I did not roll down the hill.
Well, then you didn't do anything, did you?
Do you know there was a girl on her bike at the top of the hill, ready to like go down the hill? And I was just like, everyone move out of the way. And everyone just kept walking up the hill and walking down the hill. I was like, she wants to go at some speed.
Yeah. Finally, she wants to do her big stunt.
Everyone managed to get out of the way and off she went. And I was kind of worried for a second. But I saw every sport in Bushy Park. It was deadly.
Even cycling.
But then the one sport that I thought, no, this is bizarre. This is like it's been set up. Aussie rules.
No way.
There was a group of people.
There was a group of people playing
Bushy Park Aussie rules.
No way.
What? It was bizarre. And then basketball as well. There was because it's the game of the basketball just beside the pickleball.
Doesn't it make you feel so bad about yourself when you do go to the park and everyone's playing something and you're like, I'm useless up here.
Yeah.
Walking.
I'm like, I haven't played a sport since sixth class.
So annoying, yeah. And there's people on the rollerblades. It was summer. It's back, baby. Summer's here.
Oh, that's
you are
nice.
With Emma, David, Aisling. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And let's bring you back to yesterday's show where we were asking you, how did you terrorise your siblings when you were smaller? And so many people came forward and were honest about how evil they are that we decided we needed to come back to it today.
Yes,
yes, too many evil people out there to leave them in the building.
Leave them hanging.
Yeah. Adrian was on.
When I was about 10 or 12, my older brother had done something to annoy him. And we had a swing in the from a tree in the garden.
Yeah.
So I... cut through the rope with a penknife halfway through, then climbed the tree and waited for him and watched him climb on the swing and hit the ground.
Adrian, you horrible, horrible
very
man.
Very good. Very clever. That's like something we see in a cartoon.
Halfway through, that's very
didn't they
good.
Do that in Home Alone with the ladder? Do you remember he cut the ladder halfway through so when your man stepped on the ladder, he'd go down it?
Molly, standing by, how did you terrorise your siblings when you were younger, Molly?
Oh, well, I'm an only child, so it was actually my cousin. She used to try and drown me in the swimming pool because I said I was the queen of the mermaids.
Wow. I love how just fair, casually you just said that.
You kind of deserved it, Molly. That's a big claim to make. Please tell me it wasn't a very deep pool.
Oh, yeah, it was in the deep end of the pool.
So the lifeguard was very busy watching you, and then when you went up to the lifeguard, it's like, what's happened here, girls? Well, she said she was queen of the mermaids.
And are you still queen of the mermaids?
Absolutely, I am.
Okay, your cousin's going to be not happy hearing that.
Yeah, don't get into a pool with your cousin.
Stay away from water. Thanks, Molly. All right, talk to you later.
I kind of want to drown Molly myself now. The confidence. Jesus, she said, Dave, that she was the queen of the mermaids.
That was a joke.
Something.
You didn't mean that, right?
Of course.
No, of course not.
Of course.
Aaron is standing by. Aaron sends in a voice note. Sorry, Aaron, how did you terrorize your siblings when you were younger?
When we were growing up, my brother used to be on the trampoline. I would disconnect the electric fence off the gate and throw it onto the trampoline while he was jumping on it.
Oh, sorry, I'm speechless.
Put the electric fence on the trampoline. That's mental.
I don't know how to move on. That's really bad. You can't do that.
Well, you did.
That's unreal.
You put the electric fence
onto the trampoline.
That's gas.
Oh my God. Okay, Kelly.
Does that even work?
Kelly, how did you terrorise your siblings, Kelly?
Sorry, I was on there. I used to crumble up biscuits and put it in our bed if she annoyed me.
No.
Oh,
Kelly.
Crumbs in the bed. There are a few things worse.
We've heard like literal physical assault on the show, but the simple act of crushing up some biscuits and put them in her bed, I think that's the most effectively mean.
Especially that's so annoying.
You get into bed and you're all cozy and then,
10 times more mean.
Okay. What did she do?
She doesn't take
good
older sister.
Ah, fair enough.
I'll have to take your word for it. Oh, you're the one crumpling biscuits in
bed. She must have killed you when you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Brilliant. Thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye. It's mad after what we just heard that is kind of very tame now.
It is, yes.
Biscuits. Rand, I'd be delighted, to be honest with you. Melissa, then, how did you terrorise your siblings when you were younger?
My little sister, Jess, she was about 4, and I used to force her to watch Scary Movie 3. You know, with the ring that comes out of the telly?
Yes.
Yes.
And, like, hold her face so she couldn't turn or hide, and she's 24 now, and she will not sleep with a telly in her room, and if she has to ever stay anywhere with a telly, she puts like a blanket or a towel over the
room. Oh, no.
Melissa.
Melissa, you bitch.
I know, you bitch.
I know, I was actually so bad.
I'm terrified. So funny.
I remember my cousins made me watch House of Wax when I was about 6. And it really still scares me a little bit.
I'm the same. Melissa, my mate used to make me watch Scary Movie 2, and when your one's head turns around and like, I cannot deal with it. I can't.
It's somewhere deep in the...
Even if you say, like, you're going to die in 7 days, she's like, no!
You want to play a game?
God, the fly. Oh, Jamie.
I love the way we're applauding absolute evil.
If this was over the age of 7 or 8. Sorry, Melissa?
Being a big sister is great. Like, the oldest is great crap sometimes.
The power. Thanks, Melissa.
See you, Melissa.
Bye.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Last week, I was so excited to tell you about new quote-unquote shop I was browsing that had so many different categories to browse through.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But you couldn't really get anything, could you?
Yeah, you couldn't really get anything, no. But I was talking about the lost and found, very well-looked-after section of the Dublin Airport website.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there were some bankers in there. Like, you could literally get a whole house if you found the right house belonging to the house keys if you were to pick them up.
Yeah, I think very specific things.
It's also a full-time job, I think, to be like the lost and found people. Do you remember a couple of months ago I was talking about the old lost and found in some like old train station in the UK? And this guy is his main job. Do you know what I mean?
He was trying to keep people's plants alive and everything.
Yeah, everything like that he was.
What a lovely man, big fan. But today it's all about Uber and their 2024 Lost and Found Index thus far.
Oh,
and
God.
Some very unique things being left behind. And unlike what we've brought you in the past, what I love about this report is what they're giving you in terms of the items that have been lost are actually the requests that have gone to Revolut. So it's not just Plan Pot. You're getting the actual message that was sent of desperation, which is funny. Do you know what I mean?
On Revolut.
Oh,
no,
as in
sorry,
like what
Uber,
they have...
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Okay, what they've said,
what they've
lost.
Sent it, but in their words, say,
okay.
Their kind of plea to get it back. So here's just a few of them, and they're brilliant. These are sent to Uber to try and get their lost items back. I left a leaf in your car. That's much needed.
Stop.
A leaf?
A leaf.
A Beyonce fold-up fan. That could have been Ashley. Two containers with spiders in them.
A fold-up fan makes me think, like, you know the way we've cardboard cutouts of celebrities. Do celebrities have cardboard cutouts of their fans?
Fans.
Maybe.
A fold-up fan.
Yeah. Candle that says, see you in court.
I love that.
I'd be determined as a driver to personally deliver it back and get all the gossip.
Yeah.
My live pet animal turtle.
Oh, God.
Dear.
Worrying, police grade handcuffs, a small box containing a gnome, a stand-up paddleboard paddle, a painting from SeaWorld. It was wrapped up in a roll and I love it.
Oh, I love this.
That's so cute. Others that made the cut are a fake butt, no explanation given, none needed. A Taylor Swift autograph framed.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to get that.
Does anyone want an autograph for someone they haven't met?
And also, is it real? Probably not.
Maybe not. My father's beard softener. Bless him.
Thank God it wasn't. Didn't end at my father's beard.
A Harry Potter wand engraved with the name Alexander.
Oh, that's
a large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it. That sounds raunchy and weird. And then in terms of food items, a lot of food left in taxis. Some of these will go off, so why they're requesting them back, I don't know.
Yeah, they're looking for a quick return.
They include a whole smoked pork belly, a cooler with meat in it, a pan of chicken spaghetti. Would you be arsed? Go make another one. A tray of meat pie. I left my pizza in your car. I can't believe I left it. That gives me the energy that someone has gotten out of a taxi at 3:30 a.m, got into their house and immediately texts their Uber driver saying, please,
that's
please.
That's a bigger disaster in that time and place than the Taylor Swift autograph, 100%. To be honest.
Yeah, no, fact. And then what I love about this as well is they kind of give details on the days of the week and the times that people are most likely to be more forgetful and leave stuff in their cars.
Saturday night.
That are left, right? So on Tuesday, say, people are most likely to forget headphones.
Oh.
I kind of get that. On the way to work, you don't even talk to the taxi driver. Like, yeah. I don't know.
We do say Tuesday is the worst day.
It is. People are most likely to forget jewellery on Thursdays. Not sure what
that's curious.
This is not helpful.
This one is starting to make more kind of weekend messing. So we'll start with Friday. People are most likely to forget their phone in a taxi on a Friday.
Okay, yeah.
This is where people start getting silly.
Makes sense.
On a Saturday, people are most likely to forget their
keys.
Takeaway.
Vapes.
Ah!
Sundays. And this is where I think,
it wouldn't be a problem for me anymore because I don't vape most of the day.
All right, Dave.
50 days.
Well done, it was 50 Dave. Days yesterday.
52 days.
Okay.
52 days.
Sunday, I'm going to guess Bibles.
No.
Crosses.
Rosary
beads. If it's getting from messy to messier, and I don't know what this leads to, on Sunday.
Underwear.
People are most likely to forget clothing.
What kind of clothing?
It's probably just a jacket from your little Sunday walk. But you know what I mean?
You can choose to think what you like.
At 9 a.m. in heels.
Oh, well, it could be technically Sunday, couldn't it?
Yes.
Technically
after
Sunday.
Midnight.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we are teaming up with Donnelly Fresh, where taste meets imagination. What a byline.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning.
Yes, very, very beautiful. Nice. We've been playing musical songs on our new musical instruments, a.k.a. Donnelly Fresh products. You've been trying to guess what song it is we're playing in order to win a €200 one for all voucher.
Paddy is on. How are you, sir?
Oh, good.
Yeah?
Oh, good.
What are you doing?
Yeah, oh, good.
Right now.
In work.
What do you do, Paddy?
Floating around work. I'm a postman.
You're a postman.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, headphones on.
Nice.
I'm in Drimnagh at the moment.
No way.
A lot of Drimnagh on the show this morning.
Did ever come across a Tala postman called Billy Bonner? That's my dad.
No, okay. Never.
Well,
see you later,
Unlucky
Paddy.
Unlucky for you.
Are you on a bike?
No, I'm actually in a van at the moment.
All right, go back.
Is it an electric van?
Yeah. No, I have a diesel one.
Oh.
Do you have a cat called Jess?
I do.
Oh,
you're postman Paddy.
You are technically, could you be postman Pat?
Yeah.
Well, why the hell are you going by that?
I got a boxing fight a while ago and I had that. I came out to that song as well.
That's unreal.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, listen, we'd love to switch to the 200 one for all voucher this morning. Paddy, we're going to play your song again. Sorry, but we have to. Right in your headphones. Ha! And you need to identify it for your chance to win this voucher with Donnelly Fresh.
Here we go.
Are we right?
Are you ready, Paddy?
Go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What do you think, Paddy the Postman?
I think it's Now I Can't Stick Season.
Let's check.
But it's the season. Yes.
Here's a man who knows his music.
Well done.
Very good. You have just won a €200 one for all voucher.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Not too bad, Paddy.
Not a bad Wednesday, huh?
That's great.
Enjoy the rest of your day and thanks for listening
to us on
your travels in the morning.
Have a good one.
See you, bye.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. And despite tomorrow being the worst show ever on the show, that's guaranteed, we are going to find space to be sound and give you that €200 one for all voucher. Here is Anne-Marie and Shania Twain. All the things that Donnelly Fresh are not, as this song is called, Unhealthy.
They'll love that.
You're listening to Spin.
That's the show there. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Same type of thing tomorrow.
No.
Same deal.
No. Okay, let's not pretend like tomorrow's show is going to be the same as every other show. Tomorrow is the worst show ever. The worst radio show you've ever heard in your life is kicking off tomorrow at 7 a.m. right here on Fully Charged.
Why would we do a bad show?
This is the only time, again, we can explain this. It's because we entered the Radio Awards last year for Best Breakfast Show. Got totally snubbed, not even nominated. So this year we're going to give them the worst radio show of all time. And you've been helping us come up with ideas and how to make this an absolute car crash radio.
And tomorrow we won't be telling you, so make sure you remember, okay?
7 a.m.
And tell your friends.
Yes.
For terrible radio, come back to us tomorrow.
7 a.m. Guaranteed.
7 a.m.
See ya.